down. Oh, run down, everybody. Everybody run. Everybody run.
That is the voice of Caitlin Childs and the video that she put on Facebook over the weekend after that Saturday night incident during the 24-hour protest when a car came through the festivities. Caitlin is with us this morning. Glad to have you.
Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
And you were on a bicycle. You were at the beginning of the march, right? You were at the head of the march.
I was. So, you know, one of the ways I've been describing myself is kind of being a protest mom. I've been bringing sunscreen and hand sanitizer to marches, making sure people are just being safe. You know, some of my friends and I were kind of on the older side. Many of the protesters are very young. And, you know, we're just wanting to go and make sure that people are being safe, bringing masks, bringing, you know, hand sanitizer, that type of thing. And then, you know, more recently, I read in NPR that there's been an increase in vehicle attacks. A researcher in terrorism at the University of Chicago has documented over 50 cases of this in the last month alone and says that they are increasing at a dramatic rate.
Well, describe your experience Saturday night as you saw that car approach.
So, you know, we've been concerned about safety. And so I was at the front of the march, you know, wearing a camera, and I was waving people off who were driving to make sure that they were warned in advance that there was a group of people behind them, you know, asking people to slow down. Many people turned around. Some people just pulled to the right, slowed down, and they were able to pass through like 2 minutes before this driver came through. Two cars did slow down, and they passed through with no incident. And then this car pulled straight up in front of me, slowed down a bit, and then pulled around me, and I literally watched them accelerate and turn their car and to drive into the center of the road, into the center of the crowd. And it was like the next thing I heard was just screaming and alive noises that sounded like people were being hit. Thank God nobody was hurt, but it was really terrifying.
Yeah, a lot of people certainly experienced the same thing as you. It got quite loud. There were a lot of videos, of course, on social media with regard to this thing. What we know that as of yet, SRPD has not filed any charges against this driver. They say she didn't know what was going on, and her intention was just to get the heck out of there, to which you reply, what?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't know anyone else's motivations, but I can just say from what I experienced, other cars did drive through safely and slowly. This driver did not do that. They turned their direction of traffic towards the center of the group, and they accelerated. That's a very unusual behavior from everything I had seen previous to that.
Yeah, I spoke with one of the organizers, Mason Fernandez, yesterday about this, and he was at the back end of the march and says that that car did come through pretty fast and did not appear to slow down, but also did not do the sort of weaving that we've seen in other incidents like this, where the clear intention is to injure people, and that the energy with that march after that happened obviously went up several notches, but that the intention of the march remained the same throughout.
You know, the event itself was so beautiful during the daytime. Mayor Spudhelm,
very peaceful,
came out, did a Q&A. Councilmember Chris Rogers was doing a Q&A about our budget. You know, the whole event was so focused on education and people learning and getting engaged.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think nobody who was a part of any of it thought that anything like this would happen. And it definitely scared a lot of people. There were over 100 people in the crowd. I've been getting calls. I've seen posts on Facebook. Everyone experienced the same thing, saying that they were terrified.
In your opinion, Caitlin, what should happen to that driver?
Well, you know, I think there needs to be an investigation. And actually, I've talked with the police three times now. The first night, I dropped off video footage of my camera and another person's camera at midnight. I was interviewed by a police officer for 26 minutes that night. I went again the next day down to the police department to try to file my own personal police report. And was, you know, another statement was taken. And then yesterday I spoke with somebody from violent crimes who said that the case has been transferred to their department and that they are doing a full investigation of all sides with no preconceived notions about what happened. And I'm very grateful to hear that because I think, you know, over 100 people experienced exactly, you know, what I've shared today.
Yeah, everybody is glad that nobody got hurt in that process, and a lot of people very invested in the outcome of that investigation. And with that in mind, we will speak with Lieutenant Janine Cooker at 8:18. She is a lieutenant with the Santa Rosa Police Department about the status of that investigation. Caitlin, thank you for giving us your bird's eye view of what happened Saturday night. Glad everybody's okay, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Pat.
That's Caitlin Child on Saturday's 24-hour protest that was broken up, certainly momentarily, by the entrance of that vehicle into right where the protesters were marching.